This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, truly being involved, being engaged. Because ultimately, that's what we want. We want everybody involved. We want everybody engaged, right? And, you know, I told you guys a few weeks ago, doesn't make me brilliant. It just, we were going to have a problem. If you ever listen to the show, this is a fight. Was, is, continues to be a fight for all intents and purposes against good and evil. What I mean by that is you have a group of people that have decided that having walls is bad, that allowing babies to live is bad. I can go down the whole list of things. Having law and order is bad. So I go down the whole list of things that are going on. But you already know that. Right? I mean, we can open up bars, abortion clinics, and other places, but can't go to church. And you don't think there's something behind this? See, it'd be one thing if this is a, remember something, this is the group that keeps screaming equality, right? But is it really any? Do they really mean it? I don't believe so. And you know, I had this argument the other night. I was telling you guys about this earlier, how now in California, we're banning books. Who else did that? I mean, soon it'll be lighting fire to them, right? But we've got to the point now, if a book makes a child feel uncomfortable, a child or a small group of children, instead of helping them work through their uncomfort, right? Instead of helping them deal with adversity, we're gonna shield them from it. We're going to take it away from them. It makes no sense. It doesn't, and this is what I believe, you know, is a setup, it doesn't make for strong people, strong kids. If your kids never go through adversity, if they never have to push through it on their own, when they get into real life, they're going to fold and crumble. Seriously. And then some of you who have never allowed them to go through adversity, and then you turn around and make them believe that they are the God's gift to the humanity, when they aren't, they freak out. Because they're not at the center of the universe. And somebody told them, not only that, somebody told them they were wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We have seen in this, you know, talking to young people about what's going on with, with banning these books and whatever. They don't want the books banned. One articulate young lady actually said, look, here's the bottom line. Let's learn a different way to approach it. Not get rid of the books, but approach it differently. And I get that. And it doesn't matter what group it is. So maybe we need to change the way we educate. I'm actually enjoying the fact that we're doing this distance learning, home learning, remote learning, whatever they're calling it. Because I think parents now get to see exactly what it is the kids are learning in class. They're seeing how the teachers act. They're seeing how the kids respond. Some of you have been sending me clips, pictures, you know, especially from those states where you're not supposed to be taking a picture. I don't know what they're afraid of. But you're sending me atrocious stuff. One picture had the name of, you know, Freddie Gray and I mean, all the ones, all the black people that have been involved in these shootings in the last couple of years. And the question was, circle all the African-Americans that police have killed. Come on, think about that. Not that have been shot by police while committing a crime. Right? I mean, they don't go through any of that. No, it was circle the names of the African-Americans that have been killed by police. Boy, that helps a lot, doesn't it? And this is supposed to bring peace. Joe Biden talking about how the violence would go away because peace would come across the land. These people believe they're gods. If you're in that party and you get all goo, what was that, Chris Matthews? You get that warm feeling up your leg with these people. You've got a problem. You know that whole thing, you shouldn't have any other gods before you, before him? Yeah, hello? And then again, now, in California here, we're under lockdown again. You know, think about something. And a good friend of mine, I just want to look at her and go, really? She said the other day, look at this, it's just where our masks would go away. Well, show me where else that is happening. Where did it go away? You're not going to get 100% adherence to this, no matter where you go, what you do. And you have places that they don't have, or they have very loose mandatory mask rules, and they're doing wonderfully. It doesn't make any sense. Come on, use your name. I mean, brain. Right? Bars can be open till 9 o'clock in some places and not till after 10 in others. What is COVID sleep until 10? Right? Does it just start getting up? Come on. Use our brains. Remove these people. Replace these people. Joe Mattini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living in
the city. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. And in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let's talk a little bit about this is a fight. And it's not just a fight. To a degree, this is the same fight. Are you ready? This is going to start trouble. To a degree, this is the same fight our founding fathers had. Right? I mean, when the pilgrims came here, what were they looking for? Religious freedom. Right? Our founding fathers, they were fighting for the ability to rule themselves. You know, it's really funny because people talk about taxation. They started all this with taxation without representation. Actually, no, it's not true. There was about 30 different items that were on the list, and taxation, I think, was number 17. I mean, I'll do a segment on that one of these nights, but I just find it interesting how we get locked into something we think that's true. Like the Tea Party, right? Taxed enough already? And they're going back to the original days when the whole fight was about tax. Well, now the whole fight was not about taxation. So, it was part of it. Big part of it. But we're doing the same thing now. Look at the California here. People fleeing, not just because it's a bad place to live now. Weather's great. I would have to do something today. What is it? It's coming up on Turkey Day. And I got the sunroof open. I got the windows open. The weather is beautiful. I got a T-shirt on. So, but that only goes so far. Yeah, it's a beautiful, but we're taxed out the wazoo. All right? I mean, everything is much more expensive here. You never know what they're going to do to you. I mean, you've got to be a bit loose to live here now. Yes, I know. I realize what I'm saying. But, again, who's going to stay and fight? I don't know. Anyway, but seriously, we've given them this power. We keep voting them in. And the proof as to what some of us have been saying for a long time now is that these guys will do anything to get power back. And I used to think it was just because they felt like they were right. No, no, no. They want the power. Look at them. They're willing to pay people and push people to move to Georgia just to win a race and move back. That's sad. I watched a guy last night. I got a video of a guy last night that was calling from Los Angeles to people in Georgia. And he took on a fake accent, you know, fake southern accent. Made it sound like he was close from the area. This heathen called these people on a Sunday. I mean, you see here, he goes, well, I, you know what, I just hate to bother you on the Lord's Day, but this election is so important. And he was pumping the Democrat, you know, running for Senate, and I guess the Democrat's a pastor. I don't know what kind of church he's a pastor of. If you've heard him teach, if you've heard anything he said, it'll make the skin on the back of your head, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck go up. So they're willing to lie. I have it in my book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. They are willing to lie, cheat, and steal to win power back. And you can prove it. The problem is they don't see anything wrong with anything they're doing. And they poo-poo and ignore any of the illegal stuff going on by the Democrats, not by the Republicans. Wayne County GOP members, I don't know if you heard this, they actually reversed themselves again. And they decided to rescind their certification of the election. However, the state AG said, we don't care. We're going to do it anyway. So I guess the law doesn't apply to them. I thought nobody was above the law. Didn't we have to listen to that for 4 years? Nobody is above the law. And the reason, you know, talking about starting to backfire on them. The reason they came back out and said, no, 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 we're going to go back to our decision. Because they were being bullied so bad. And they realized that if they let them get away with it, that was it. It was over. And thank God for that. Thank God that they were so irritated by it that they stepped up. So, California Democrats are now pushing Governor Newsom. I love this, by the way. and not just that, BLM is on board with this, too. You know how important they are. And they want the successor to Kamala Harris's seat to be a black female. Has to be. Now, the thing I love about this, we have gotten so far away from this country of the right person for the job. Now it's, what's it look like? Transgender female, black female, Asian Asian female that identifies as a black male. I mean, where does it stop? And, you know, you people who say that Trump hates women and he hates minorities, you're brain dead. You've done absolutely no homework. He has put more, gay men, and he's put more women in positions of authority than his predecessors. The problem is you're listening to stations that won't report on it. So if they're not going to report on it, all you do is lock into CNN, you're not getting information. And then you get to Harris. I mean, I don't even know what to say about her. She was useless as an AG. She was dishonest. Right? Talked about putting people away for the same thing that she was doing. Hiding evidence or withholding evidence, which she should have gone to jail for. That finally let men out of prison, a few men out of prison anyway. So it's just, again, I keep going over this. It's amazing to me. And then you've got Dianne Feinstein on board with it. Governor Newsom's on board with it. When do we start voting in people that care about us more than they care about a color, about a sexual orientation, about a particular group? When does that happen? And Joe Biden, by the way, if he gets in, you might as well move to Sicily. Anyway, Joe Basile, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Well, we would have hit the phones, but be back in a few.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. Gabriel Sterling is the Georgia Election Implementation Manager, and he tells CNN that while he stands by the results of the recount by his office, President Trump's campaign has every right to seek legal remedies in the election.
They have every legal right to go to court. As we saw today, they've gone to court twice in Georgia. I think one, they pulled the lawsuit, and one was dismissed today by a Trump-appointed judge. So they have legal remedies. They have due process. We are a nation of laws, not of men. They have every legal right to present evidence.
The Trump campaign's legal team said earlier on Thursday they would file a suit in Georgia on Friday over the signature verification process for absentee ballots. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just being involved. Being involved, being engaged. It's really that simple. You know, and you need real information, people. Not this garbage you see coming over your Twitter feed. All right, so, you know, I got a whole little smorgasbord of stories I want to go. But yeah, I mean, I'm done pounding on Newsom. Nothing will change him. Nothing at all. You know, and again, I love this. To show you how morally corrupt these people are. Right? You're talking about people like, they're considering Karen Bass, a Democrat out of Los Angeles County. It's just nuts. So you don't get much for it. I mean, he's surrounding himself, as much as he came off as the moderate, Biden is surrounding himself with these loons on the left. I mean, far left loons. And then you got guys like Newsom now who's going down the same road here. He's even considering, you ready for this one? He's even considering Katie Hill who was thrown out of her seat, for all intents and purposes, and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, who would lock down the whole state all over again. Let's go to the phones. Mike out of California. Mike, thanks for calling.
Hey, appreciate you having me on.
So, you want to talk about BLM?
Yeah, man. First off, let me tell you something. Today, the Republicans were embarrassment. I mean, I get what you're trying to do, and I'm with y'all. 100% I'm with y'all. But Giuliani, you got to get that shit off your face.
Yeah, you cut out there. He had something on his face?
Giuliani just sweating up, getting all that makeup all over his face. He needs to clean himself off. He's doing us no favors.
Okay. He even get any... Now, I'm not 100% behind the what they did today, but you didn't get any information out of anything they had.
No, I got the information. I hear you. But I'm telling you, when CNN and all them other fake news media is looking into it, all they're going to look at is a sweat stain. The same thing they did with Mike Pence and the Fly. That's all they care about. You got to be on mind your P's and Q's when you're doing these things, because that's what you look out for.
I agree with you. The only thing they're going to do is do negative stuff. They've been doing it. They're not going to stop until we start pushing back. And until we actually grow a spine and start pushing back on these people. I've said it before. We have to stop playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. We have to go back doing guerrilla warfare just like the Democrats do. I'm not talking about violence. I'm just talking about taking a hard line stand and not giving up any ground. Thanks for calling, Mike. Appreciate it. I've been saying this for a long time, though. Stop when you're with your friends. Look at what good did it do you? We have under Donald Trump, and it's not his fault. It's because of how soft we've been for so long. We have lost relationships with family members, girlfriends, boyfriends, co-workers. Right? Because they didn't think you were that crazy. How could you possibly support a woman-hating, racist, homophobic bigot, whatever names they ran down with him? I find it amazing. And yet, Mr. and Mrs. Clinton were saints. Obama was a saint. Now, not trying to relate the two, but it's funny how it's selective horror. It's selective irritation, right? Think about it. Now, you know, I've already gone through the whole thing with Billy Bob Clinton and who he sexually assaulted and raped, but yet he got elected again. They didn't care because he was one of their people, so they didn't care. Obama could do anything he wanted to. They didn't care. He was one of their people. And he was the first half-black president we've had. We still haven't had a black president, if you want to really get down to brass tacks, right? I mean, come on, think this through. It's nothing but a bunch of phony, fake outrages. Joe Biden, times 10, has done everything that they've accused Donald Trump of. Back to Governor Newsom and him trying to put who he's trying to going to fill Kamala Harris's seat. And the names, every name that he's looking at is a far left-wing lunatic. Right? Even Adam Schiff's name has been thrown in the ring. Can you imagine having him in Senate for 6 years at a clip? And Nancy Pelosi's done in 2 years, or so she says. I don't know if I believe her. But this is just crazy. And the Democrats really want to go even further left. They would total, if they didn't have anybody scream, but they got the news on their side now. They've got mainstream media on their side. So I don't know how we're going to fare going forward. I don't even know if you're going to hear about, even my friends on the left, I tell them what's going on. They go, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard this. I haven't heard that. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz now, he's pretty much banned all social gatherings where people from different households are together. Because he knows what's best for us. And more governors across the country are issuing severe coronavirus restrictions as cases increase. We're still down to the zero numbers almost. I don't believe they're all coronavirus. I don't even believe they're all testing positive, the ones that they tell us are. Elon Musk, like I said, 4 in one day. 2 came back positive, 2 came back negative. Talk about a 50-50 chance. I've had people tell me, prominent people, that they got positive test results. They were shocked. They were horrified. You know why? They didn't take the test. Think about that one. The new Slater rules and restrictions come after several other states over the weekend issued some of the most stringent measures in all these pandemic concerns. They're worried that they're straining hospital capacity. You know, I got to thinking about something. How many of you, yeah, I do that once in a while, I think. How many of you, you can raise your hand, I'll see it. How many of you out there get the, you know, I used to get the flu, I don't know, every other year or something like that. Right? In bed for a couple of days, it's over, no big whoop. I don't believe in a vaccine for reasons I don't need to go into. But, so I put up with a severe cold is basically what it was like. Do the show, crawl back into bed, you know. I never called the CDC. I don't know if any, did any of you ever call the CDC and say, hey, by the way, I just got over the flu? Any. I don't know anybody who went to the hospital for their flu. I really don't. Now, maybe as I get older, I'll know more people that go. So they're talking about 80,000 to 100,000 people a year got the common, quote-unquote, seasonal flu. Now, the problem I have with that is we're down to a couple of hundred cases this year because everything is coronavirus now. But forget that for a second. So can you imagine how many people like myself did not report the flu? So were there really only 80,000 cases? I'm willing to bet you there was probably more like 300,000, 350,000 cases of the flu yearly in this country. And, you know, and I guess maybe you could find out, I don't know, get to H&R Block that does payroll, go to a payroll company that does it, and find out who called out sick. I don't know. I don't know how you would track that. But a little common sense would go a long way. Problem is, if you use a little common sense, they get crazy. They're not interested. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of these governors now are asking you to, ready for this? They want you to wear your mask in your own house. And nobody's still talking about how much oxygen this takes from you. Flies right in the face of the OSHA rules for how much oxygen you have to have in a room that you're working in. So these guys make absolutely no sense to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. A lot more lunacy after the break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. I am Joe Messina, your host. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Look, you can send me a text. You can request that you get text alerts, TRS to 77222. Just text TRS to 77222. And we do have a lot happening. Too much happening, I think. How many of you are going to ignore? I know I shouldn't be pushing this. Somebody will get mad at me, but it wouldn't be the first time. How many of you are going to ignore the governor's governor nut job, whether you're in California or somewhere else? Kind of an endearing term for all of them, right? How many of you are going to just tell them to go pound sand? You know, there's so many sheriffs going, we're not going to do anything about this. Right? And I think that's great. I think they've stepped up and they've said, look, this is against the Constitution. I swore to uphold the Constitution. Have a nice day. Wayne County GOP members, they rescinded their votes to certify the election because of the bullying that they got from the Dems. You saw it. You saw it go, well, this is how they operate. It's the only way they know how to operate. You think they can really sit there? And from a fair and honest standpoint, win these elections, I think they would lose so many more of them. I think you'd see them lose 80+% of the elections that they're involved in. Because people see through them. Look at how many seats that we flipped that they said we had no chance of taking. Matter of fact, they were talking about us losing more seats. And we didn't. Nancy's days are over. They're numbered. And I don't mean that in a death way, so get over yourselves. But they're numbered. No question about it. The two Republicans, Monica Palmer and William Hartman, were involved in a brief deadlock in the county's election certification process. Wayne County, which includes Detroit, is Michigan's most populous county. They have 1.7 million residents. Now, the Associated Press reported that a person familiar with the matter said Trump himself reached out to the canvassers on Tuesday after a revised vote to express gratitude for their support. You know, and on Wednesday, Palmer and Hartman signed affidavits saying they believe the county vote should not be certified. So if the state's going to ignore them, it shows you that's what they want. They want to what is it called, totalitarianism? No, they I'll go further. They want a dictatorship. This morning, we are withdrawing our lawsuit in Michigan as a direct result of achieving the relief we sought. Right now, this is where I said to some of you guys who were sending me frantic emails. We've lost Michigan because Trump's team has pulled the lawsuit. Well, pay attention. Don't get emotional. Pay attention. And you would have found out why. Right? They were going to fight this. Now they don't have to, do they? Both Republicans said that they were called racist. They were subjected to threats for raising concerns about the ballots that Democrats said were from predominantly black communities. Nobody really raised a concern about ballots that were from black communities. Nobody. Now, there were concerns raised about ballots that came in multiples from dead people, from people who no longer lived there. And if it happened to be a black community, so be it. It's just crazy, and it gets worse. Hartman said in an affidavit that he observed about 71% of Detroit's 134 absent voter count boards were left unbalanced and many unexplained. He said that he voiced his concerns and the votes didn't match. There should have been some kind of explanation, Power said. He said, I voted not to certify that. I believe that this vote should not be certified until these questions are addressed. And I remain opposed to certification. Now, Palmer said in her affidavit that she faced accusations of racism and threats to her family. This is, they're thugs. They're elected mafia, basically, for all intents and purposes. But they're thugs. They're okay with this. They're okay with scaring you, bullying. Funny how the same group of people that scream about bullying and how bad it is have perfected it. Mr. Hartman went on to say that the comments made accusations of racism, threatened me and members of my family. The public comment continued for over 2 hours, and I felt pressured to continue the meeting without a break. Neither Palmer nor Hartman could be reached for further comment by local news sources. The pair said the state officials indicated they would not honor an earlier compromise to audit the ballots. See, that was it. They voted to go along with it, and this happens all the time. Because once the vote goes through, it goes through. You can't pull it back at a legislative level. The Dems will always promise to do certain things that they won't put in writing. My answer is put it in writing. And then have your leaders sign off on it. They've been praised by Republicans, including President Trump, for standing up. Right? I mean, standing up to early the Democrats. Ned Stoller, chief executive of TechTown, who according to the New York Times is a poll challenger, said in the viral Zoom meeting that the Trump stain, the stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have covered yourselves in, is going to follow you throughout history. Why? Because they did the right thing? because they questioned something that didn't look right, that didn't smell right. He said the two would forever be known as the Southeastern Michigan as the two races who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters. Yeah, not true. Joe Biden defeated Trump in Wayne County, a Democrat stronghold, by more than 2-1 margin. He won Michigan by 146,000 votes. Those are not the official results. So again, I just want to go back to really the story here is that the how they bully, how vicious they are, how hateful they are, how nasty they are if you don't do exactly what they want you to do. Georgians don't agree with Warnock or Pastor Warnock that nobody can serve God and the military. Now, the Muslims believe that. I'm not saying that in a negative way. This is what they believe. I've talked to plenty of them and said you really shouldn't have a position, right, in the military and or government for that matter. So, again, I say to you, why do we support these guys, like Warnock, you in Georgia, when he doesn't support your military? The people that actually are giving you the right to vote. Supporting your right to vote, I should say. Why is it that it seems like, and maybe this is just the news sources twisting it. Because most of my Democrat friends aren't like this, but whatever. Why is it that these people, and I do mean these people, speak negatively about government, negatively about the military, right? And yet, what do? They run for office. And now they don't even say anymore because they love this country and they want to make sure it maintains its freedoms. You don't hear them say that. Georgia Senate candidate Ralph Warnock is getting slammed for comments he made in 2011 in a sermon at his church in which he said, no one can serve God and the military. I don't know why. Fox News contributor Joey Jones, a retired Marine bomb technician who is from the Peach State of Georgia, told Fox and Friends Thursday that Georgians don't agree with the Democrat. And his policies may hurt him on January 5th. He said, I'll take him at his word, and unfortunately that means that he gets very little credit with me. When he's explaining away sentences like you can't serve God in military, Jones said. He's essentially saying that pretty much that anything pro-American, anything dealing with the American government is anti-God. He goes on to attack politicians and political processes and collection of wealth, pretty much anything to do with capitalism. And therefore, the American way of life. Then he says that all of that goes against God. I don't agree with that. I don't think that Georgians agree with that, he said. Everything in our Constitution was written in respect to God. And so I think he's got himself into a corner. He's got himself into, I think this is the way these guys think all the time. I've said it for years. The only thing, what Donald Trump has done is made these disgusting rations come to the surface. Now we know who they are. And you know, just keep poking away at the military. Keep making fun of our military men and women. And the only way you'll ever be able to win an election is to steal it. That simple. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. Consider making a donation. You know, help keep the lights on. Not really. I just like saying that. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.